Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Freddie Adu offers perspective on Gio Reyna's club challenges amid transfer rumors. Adu recognizes similarities between himself and Reyna, warns about dangers of visible frustration hurting opportunities, empathizes with difficult cycle of limited minutes affecting development. Former U.S. international Freddie Adu has offered his perspective on Gio Reyna's complicated situation at Borussia Dortmund, where the American midfielder has struggled for consistent playing time amid growing transfer speculation. Adu quickly drew parallels to his own career, even finding humor in how closely Reyna's circumstances mirror his experiences in Europe. The former teenage phenom noted that, like Reyna, he often delivered stronger performances for the national team than at club level. "I'm laughing right now because that was my story, man," Adu told the Sporting News. "I was struggling to find playing time at the club level when I was in Europe, and any time I got a chance to be on the national team I ended up playing some of my best games." Adu explained while empathizing with Reyna's situation. "It's literally my story. It's like, I go to Europe. I'm not playing a lot. I'm going alone from here to here to here, and I'm still not playing a lot. But when I do get some playing time and I do play well, and I get a chance to be with the national team, I'm always like, all right, national team, boom, I'm ready to go, and I performed better for the national team than I did with my club teams at certain points. So, I do feel for him." Adu, who spent his entire career trying to live up to outsized expectations, offered Reyna, a former highly touted prodigy himself, some advice and believes that the American needs to leave Dortmund this summer. "With Gio, he needs to leave Dortmund. There is no ifs, ands, or buts," Adu added. "He's got to go to a smaller team, in Europe. I hope he stays in Europe because that would be good for him to grind it out, where, he's gonna have a chance to be a regular starter and a regular contributor on the team. As a player, you don't get better by just sitting on the bench or playing small minutes at a big club. You just don't. I think Spain would be good for him because I think the style of play suits him." The former Philadelphia Union star also advised Reyna to just keep his head down and keep putting in the work in to make sure that when the opportunity arrives, he can make it count. "You don't get into form when you get 20 minutes a game or 10 minutes a game, or you start a game and get taken off at halftime," Adu said. "It messes with your game, it messes with everything. You don't get into a rhythm and improve as a player. I think that's where he is right now, and that's where I was most of my career when I went to Europe." The challenges of limited minutes, Adu noted, are something Reyna will have to push through if he's going to seize his next big chance. "The advice would be, really just keep your head down and keep grinding, man, and when you get that opportunity, you have to make it count," he said. "You just have to. If you get that opportunity and you are just okay on the field, you have to ball out when you get that opportunity. That's why you have to be ready, ready, ready to train and don't get frustrated so you're ready to take that chance when you get it." Reyna's situation represents a familiar challenge for American players attempting to establish themselves at elite European clubs. The 21-year-old midfielder has shown flashes of his exceptional talent but has faced persistent obstacles over the last 2 years, including injuries, coaching changes, and competition. Reyna must decide whether to pursue a transfer from Borussia Dortmund or fight for position under new management during the upcoming season. The American has been linked with a move to Italy, England, Spain, and several other leagues, but nothing has materialized as of yet. Freddie Adu offers perspective on Gio Reyna's club challenges amid transfer rumors. The soccer world is closely watching Gio Reyna's situation at Borussia Dortmund. Limited playing time, coupled with persistent transfer rumors linking him to various clubs, including Nottingham Forest, Sevilla, and potentially a return to the MLS, have sparked debate about the young American's future. Recently, former USMNT prodigy Freddie Adu weighed in, offering a unique perspective shaped by his own experiences navigating the pressures of a young career in Europe. Understanding the context, Reyna's recent struggles. Reyna, once considered a key component of Dortmund's attack, has seen his minutes significantly reduced under manager Edin Terzic. While injuries have played a role, the perception is that tactical decisions and competition for places are also major factors. This has led to frustration for both the player and fans, and fueled speculation about a potential move during the January transfer window or in the summer. Adu, who faced similar hurdles early in his career, understands the psychological toll this can take. ADU's insights, parallels and differences. Speaking on a recent podcast, Adu highlighted the difficulty of being a young player in a demanding environment like Borussia Dortmund. "It's tough when you're not playing," Adu stated. "Especially when you know you can contribute. You start to question yourself, your role, everything." He emphasized the importance of mental fortitude and having a strong support system. However, Adu also pointed out a key difference between his situation and Reina's, the level of scrutiny. "I was under pressure, absolutely. But Gio is dealing with a different level of media attention, especially being American. Every move is analyzed. Every game is dissected. That adds another layer of complexity." ADU's point underscores the unique challenges faced by American players in high-profile European leagues. The role of competition and tactical fit. Adu also touched upon the competitive landscape at Dortmund. They have a lot of attacking talent. Adeyemi, Haller, Bino Gittens, Brandt. It's not easy to break into that lineup, even if you're a talented player like Gio. He suggested that Reina needs to find a club where he's guaranteed more consistent playing time to fully realize his potential. The question isn't necessarily about Reina's ability, but about finding the right tactical fit. And a manager who believes in him. Potential destinations and transfer value. The transfer value of Gio Reina remains a significant talking point. Initially valued in the €30-40 million range, his price tag has likely decreased due to his limited playing time. Several clubs have been linked with a move, and the type of club he joins will be crucial for his development. Club, league, potential role, Nottingham Forest, Premier League, key attacker, Sevilla, La Liga, starting 11 contender, MLS, various, MLS, designated player, the MLS option, a realistic path? A return to MLS is increasingly being discussed as a viable option for Reina. While some may view it as a step back, Adu believes it could be a smart move. MLS is a much different league now than it was even 5 years ago. The quality has improved significantly, and Gio could be a star there. It would also allow him to be closer to family and friends, which can be important. The financial incentives of a designated player contract are also a significant draw. First-hand experience, ADU's career trajectory. Freddy ADU's own career serves as a cautionary tale. Highly touted as a teenager, he faced immense pressure and struggled to consistently perform at the highest level in Europe. He believes Reina can learn from his mistakes. "I think Gio has a better understanding of the business side of soccer and the importance of making the right decisions for his career. He's got a good head on his shoulders." ADU's experience highlights the importance of careful planning and choosing a club that aligns with a player's long-term goals. Benefits of a change of scenery for Reina: increased playing time. A fresh start at a new club could provide Reina with the consistent minutes he needs to develop. Reduced pressure. Moving to a less high-profile league or club could alleviate some of the intense scrutiny he faces at Dortmund. Re-establish confidence. Regular playing time and success could help Reina regain his confidence and rediscover his form. Strategic career progression. A well-chosen move could position Reina for future success, potentially leading to a return to a top European league. Practical tips for young players facing similar challenges. Based on ADU's insights and experiences, here are some practical tips for young players navigating difficult situations at their clubs. Seek mentorship. Connect with experienced players or coaches who can provide guidance and support. Focus on self-improvement. Use training time to work on weaknesses and refine strengths. Maintain a positive attitude. Stay focused and motivated, even when facing setbacks. Communicate with the manager. openly discuss concerns and seek clarity on your role within the team. Prioritize mental health. Don't hesitate to seek professional help if struggling with stress or anxiety. The situation surrounding Gio Reyna remains fluid. Freddy Adu's perspective offers valuable insight into the challenges he faces and the potential paths forward. Ultimately, the decision rests with Reyna, and choosing the right move will be crucial for his long-term success.